meadows of the righteous,
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 meadows of the righteous.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome back to our series The Meadows of the Righteous. We have been talking about so many different topics today. Inshallah, we'll be talking about the most important pillar of Islam. I think the difference between a believer and a non-believer, the sign of a true strong believer, is salah, prayer, namaz. What is namaz? Why do people do it? And inshallah, we go through a few different merits, pearls, different understandings, teaching, analogies to make us understand the importance of salah. And first and foremost, let's just look at the understanding, the concept of salah. The concept of salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly throughout the Quran tells us to bow down to Him. He is constantly telling us, bow down to the Lord, turn to the Lord. Why is He telling us to do that? And if you look into the depths of this, if you take sajda, you are doing sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what you have to understand is, Creator has created people like Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He has created Fara'in, Fir'aun, and Nimrud. He has created heaven and hell and angels and Jibreel and Mikael and Israfil. He has created Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has created the vast oceans, the sun, the stars, the galaxies, Jupiter. He's created the sun. He's created the moon. He's created the Milky Way. He's created the entire universe. The mountains, the volcanoes. When it's a tsunami that has come, the tsunami is Allah's power, strength. The earthquake, shaking of the ground, it's Allah's strength. And you a mere, just a single existence in comparison to the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And what you are doing is you are submitting to the Creator that you are mere nothingness in that entire existence. You are absolutely nothing. When you put your head on the ground, when you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory, praise to my Lord who is A'la, the most superior. Your voice, when you whisper in the ground like ants do, like insects, you whisper this into the ground, but the sound is so effective that beyond the galaxies and Milky Ways, beyond the heavens, the stars, that sound has an effect. That sound has an effect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that person who humbles himself, puts his head into sajda, puts his head on the ground and says, I am the lowest and He is the highest. I am inferior, He is superior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the entire universe in control. He has everything in orbit. He has angels in control. He has the sun, stars, the moons, the Milky Ways, the galaxies that are flying through the universe at such amazing speeds, tremendous speeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it completely under His control. Likewise, He gave us free will, and now He is testing us to see what we do with that free will. He created angels in the first sky, second sky, third sky. And they are in a certain, they're either in ruku, or qiyam, or qirat, or sajda. They have been created like that, and they will stay like that for existence until Allah wills. That's one thing that they have been created for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done that with us. Certain galaxies, certain stars have just been created, left there, and they're just orbiting in that same, they're going in their certain path. That's all they're going to do. The sun has been in this one orbit constantly. So all it's going to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the creator does like that. But he made us with free will. And now he is testing us. What will we do with this free will? Is he going to stand there and worship me? Is he going to stand in the middle of the night and get up for tahajjud when everyone's asleep? When everyone's busy working in the day, when the sun is out and everyone's, you know, out and about, enjoying themselves or working or whatever it is. Is my servant going to stop at the masjid, perform wudu and read his 4 rakats for Zuhr or Asr? Or is he going to carry on with his livelihood and be neglectful? وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ Establish prayer. He tells us this. In terms of shara, in sharia, in Islamic principle, you must read namaz from cradle to the grave. The time you have become mature and you become adolescent, up until you reach your grave. Hatta, there was one Buzurg even said, Ya Allah, when I die, allow me to read namaz when I die as well. I'm in love with praying. And he was seen, they had to dig his grave up again for some reason. And he was stood there in his grave praying. So salah is such a thing that has been gifted to this nation, that we stand there. And this, in the night of Mi'raj, the Prophet ﷺ, he was initially gifted 50 salah. And on the way back, you see Musa alayhi salam said, look, go back and decrease this. Your nation won't be able to read 50 salam. So he went from 50 and then in 5 intervals. So 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, like this. All the way down to 5. Now, all these prayers and the origin of it, where they come from, these prayers were all attributed to different prophets, alayhi salam. And in history, the historians have attributed them to different prophets. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to establish prayer, why is he emphasizing this so much? Psychologically and different, you know, scientific benefits, I'm not going to go too much into. But just generally from Quran and Hadith, the benefits of Salah that we have been told from the Quran. Let's take the verse, Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahsha'i Wal Munkar, that Salah prevents someone from indecency and evil. And I'll give you 2 examples of this. That when a person, he reads Namaz, his heart changes. He has a change of heart. He is no longer the same person he was before. He's no longer the same person he was before. And what happens is, if you break down salah, so once you've done takbir at-tahrim, the word tahrim has the word haram meem in it, which means haram, forbidden. So takbir tahrim is actually the takbir of forbidding. The takbir of forbidding. So what are you being forbidden to do? What is forbidden? What is this? So when we do takbir, now we are straight away forbidden from talking, we are forbidden from eating, forbidden from drinking, forbidden from laughing. So now we must carry out our worship with no worldly involvement. That is takbir of tahrim. Soon as you enter salah, it's occupying every single part of our body. You're not, even though it's your body, now you're not allowed to talk. Now you're not allowed to eat. Now you're not allowed to walk about or move about or laugh. Even your breathing, it changes. Your eyes down to the ground. Now you are in submission. So you don't even realize when you surrender yourself, tie your hands, you don't even realize that you have given. You have submitted to the Creator. You have submitted to the Creator. For that moment of time, you're in namaz, you are in the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't even have control over yourself when you are in namaz. You have no control over yourself when you are in namaz. You are in complete submission. This submission, Allah says that it prevents, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, it prevents someone from evil and indecency. Now you could probably see how that links. salah, which is complete submission, prevents someone from evil and indecency. You see, a very famous story is written in different books of the incidents that have occurred with the saints in the past. There was an imam, he had a wife. And there was this person, and he seen the imam's wife, and he basically was attracted to the imam's wife. He said to the imam's wife that, look, I want you to get a divorce of the imam and marry me. She was very clever. She said, okay, on one condition, that for the next 40 days, I want you to read Salah in the masjid for the next 40 days. And after that, inshallah, we'll speak or we'll continue this conversation. So that was the deal. This was the formula. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz stops a person from indecency and evil thinking and evilness. So she sent him and said, okay, go and pray salah. Go and pray salah in the masjid with the imam. And the imam was her husband. He read namaz. Third day, fourth day, fifth day, 10th day, 20th, 30th. By the 40th namaz, he was a different person. By the 40th namaz, now his gaze is lowered. He's in this state of submission. 5 times a day, he was going into submission. He was training himself up 5 times a day of how to be in complete submission. That I myself, I'm not allowed to eat at this time, drink at this time, look around at this time. I can't even breathe excessively at this time. I have to just focus in one place on one Lord and just be in submission for this duration. If I am doing my job, getting around my daily chores, whatever I'm doing, I must stop. Azan goes off, stop. Wuzu, salah, dua. And this changed him. This changed his entire mindset. It changed him from the inside and the outside. And he realized what this wife had done. He realized. And he went to the imam and told the imam that this is exactly what had happened. And he basically confessed the full story. But point is of the story is namaz, salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That namaz stops a person from evil and wickedness. It actually does. It changes a person completely. The Prophet ﷺ says, suppose there's a river outside your house, and each time you leave your house, you would be taking a bath in that river. And suppose 5 times a day you take a bath in that river. So every time you leave your house, you enter into the river, that river, suppose you were to take a bath in that river 5 times a day. Would any soil remain on that body of that person? Would there be any filth on him? Would there be any impurities on him? He replied, no, there wouldn't be. No, he'd be clean. 5 times a day, if a person is showering, there'd be no filth left on his body. The Prophet ﷺ says that that is the five salawat, the 5 prayers. Allah removes all the sins for the sake of them. 5 prayers. So the 5 prayers cleanses a person. Cleanses a person from sins. Now, each prayer has its own significance. Each prayer has its own attribute, has its own blessing. Let's start with the morning prayer and the Asr prayer. And the Prophet ﷺ has named Fajr and Asr, the Bardain, the 2 cool ones. The Prophet ﷺ says, Man salla al-Bardain dakhala al-Jannah, the one who reads Fajr and Asr. Fajr and Asr. Fajr is, that time is a cool time, especially in the warmer countries. It's a nice breeze blowing at the time of Fajr. And at the time of Asr as well. And in between that, the intensity of the heat is amazing. Another sign of power, or strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man salla al-Bardain dakhala al-Jannah. Another one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the one who prayed salah before the rising of the sun and before its setting, will not enter into the fire of hell. Yani he's away from the fire of hell. So prayer is a very, very noble thing. Youngsters are sometimes embarrassed to read namaz, but trust me, you shouldn't be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you perfect, free from all troubles, give you health, give you strength. You should never fear to stand up in the middle of a marketplace and worship your creator. Don't think you're an alien. Everything is in submission. Understand this. The sun, stars, skies, moons, everything's in submission. Just because if one small community of people are not in submission, doesn't mean you're an alien. It's you do what's right. Praise your creator. That's enough. That's enough. And that's where the sukoon lies. The peace is there. The peace is in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Ameen bi jahin nabi jalameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. May those of the righteous.
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 May those of the righteous.